So, Ella tells the story of a baby elephant used in tourism. So it is sad in, you know, lots of parts. But what Demelza and I have tried to do is to create a story that you can walk in Ella's shoes and feel what she feels. So the one thing that I dearly hope is that everyone here will fall in love with Ella as much as I know that Demelza and I and Tanya have. Ella is a very special elephant, though. What I might do, I've got some balloons here. All the kids will get balloons at the end. So there's a few spare seats here if anyone wants a spot as well. There's one here if anyone needs one or would like one, rather than... Ella, as you can see here, has a heart on her tail. And when Ella is happy, her tail floats up high. When she is sad, the tail on the heart is really low.
Oh.
So, throughout the book, you'll see how Ella's feeling. But what I'd like to do is have four special volunteers who, throughout the book, can go up and down with how Ella's feeling. Riley, did you want to go? Ella's heart is broken and it aches more every day. Stolen from her mother, she is taken far away. So how does she feel now? That's right. Oh, dear. She walks the streets at night time behind her human keeper. Get your photos now, he yells, buy 10 and get them cheaper. She works at flashy weddings and she paints the modern art. But no one ever thinks about or cares for Ella's heart. Yeah, they're still low. Her one and true companion is a scrawny half-plucked hen. She sits up high on Ella's head and squawks at all the men. So how is she now? Maybe she's with her friend. It's nice to have friends around, isn't it? So maybe not really high. Where do we reckon? In the middle? Yeah. I think that's a really good spot. Ella's always hungry, her belly moans in pain. There's not enough bananas, leaves or sugar cane. Oh dear. Okay, I'll be down a little bit. Ella works without complaint but has a secret quest. To find her dearest mother so her heart can finally rest. I know you're out there somewhere, she whispers every night. I feel you deep within my heart, you give me strength and light. She often dreams of running off to try and find her mum. She doesn't think she's brave enough but hopes the day may come. She's not super sad when she thinks about her mum, though, is she? Maybe a little bit higher? What do we reckon? A little bit higher.
Like that.
And then, one night, it happens as a great storm gathers force. She sees her dearest mother, so she quickly changes course. Is that her mum over there? Is that the trunk sticking out? It might be. Mum, I'm here, she calls out to the trunk behind the wall. Instead, it's just a twisted branch. No mother there at all. Oh, dear. She's sad. Then she hears a trumpet call and heads towards the sound. She won't give up her secret quest until her mother's found. She charges down the dim-lit street, her ears flapping delight. She thinks she sees her mother, but she finds a different sight. Does that look like her mother? It must be this time. What do we think? Do you think it is? Maybe? Do you think it's another one? Let's see. An old and broken elephant is startled with surprise, but neither of them have to talk. They've read each other's eyes. No, I think she's a bit sad now. She roams around the gloomy streets and finds the saddest sight. A little herd of elephants are chained up for the night. They all look like little Ella, don't they?
Yeah.
Where are you, Mum? She yells, but there is silence all around. There's only pain and heartache and no mother to be found. Oh dear, still no Mum. And her little chicken friend is with her all the time. The storm is now upon her and the rain is in her eyes, but Ella stumbles forward in the hope to find her prize. For just a tiny moment, the lightning shows the way. She knows it is her mother. There is no time to delay. This must be her mum, is it? Big shadow. Looks like a mum shadow. Okay, let's see. I'm coming, Mum, she calls again and runs with all her might, ignoring loud and zooming cars while swallowing her fright. With just a few more steps to go, she hears a screeching sound. Then she feels the impact and comes crashing to the ground. We can't get sadder than that, can we? We need those balloons right down low.
Really sad.
A massive figure looms above. I know it's you, she cries, but something's really not quite right, and tears form in her eyes. It's just a mighty statue, not a living, breathing mum. For Ella's heart is broken and her body's cold and numb. We need to leave those balloons really low. A single teardrop tumbles down from sadness more than pain. She knows her journey's over and her heart breaks once again. She's dragged upon a sturdy track with ropes that pinch and squeeze. I'm sorry, Mum, I tried my best, she whispers in the breeze. Now, where is she going? You see over mountains, up and down and around. Where is she off to? Look at that. I love this bridge. Over the rickety bridge and down and around. The truck comes to a screeching stop, but Ella doesn't care. Her tail, her trunk, her head, her heart are filled with deep despair. I think the balloons are still low, aren't they? But then, a small vibration, a tremor far away, a distant growing rumble like there's something on its way. What can we see up there? Is it, do you think it is this time?
Yes.
The trees around her sway and shake, and then a huge surprise. Her heart is pounding hard and fast, and tears flow from her eyes. Is this where we wait and see? That long pause? And we slowly go to the next page. It is! Her mother stands before her. I think she's super happy now. And trumpets loud and strong. Her trunk entwines with Ella's and their hearts are filled with song. Look at Ella. She's so happy. She's been lifted off the ground. There. Then it changes a bit. Ella's still talking, but she wants to tell you about some elephant facts. Now, I'm not going to read all of them today, but I might pick just a few of them out. And when you have your copy of the book, you can read it right through. But Ella says that she's one of the luckiest elephants in the world, and she now lives with her mum in a sanctuary where she's safe and has a jungle full of food. But sadly, many of her relatives around the world aren't so lucky. So Ella talks about different types of elephants. There are Asian elephants that have the smaller ears, and African elephants have big ears and generally much bigger. And they both have different issues, but they do face, you know, problems in the world today. Elephants, their families are very important to them. They live in herds and look out for each other. And girl elephants stay with their mothers their whole lives, while boys usually stay until they're teenagers. In the world today, though, they face some big problems, and I'm going to talk about some of these issues later when I talk about my motivations for writing the book. But just some stats here that I find incredibly sad are that there are roughly 30,000 elephants left in Asia and 500,000 in Africa. But what is happening is that we're killing more than 30,000 elephants in Africa every year, mostly for their tusks, also for bushmeat, and also just due to their habitat being decreased. So if those figures keep happening, in our lifetime, there won't be any African elephants around. And Asian elephants have other issues, which I'll talk about a bit later. And the other things, there's other issues in Asia, like babies are captured for zoos and circuses, but all they want is their mum, just like little Ella. So, that is the book reading. And thank you so much to my daughter.